This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So you guys are going to be hearing about a thumb test. And you can do a thumb test to see if you have an aortic aneurysm. So people are doing this thing, and they're like, I'm good, am I good, am I not good? How does this figure it all out? Well, I love these news articles that make it look like you can diagnose yourself with something so simple. And, people say, oh, doctors hate that because then they don't make money. I don't make money either way. Whether you go to a radiology institution and get scans done or not, I don't make money anyway. But I do like these headlines because it makes you stop and think about, could I have an aneurysm? So what this all is about is researchers. I'm not sure who gets credit for this. I have to look it up. Hold on a second. I don't know who gets credit for it, but apparently there is this, it was in the American Journal of Cardiology, where it's a self-conducted test where if you take your thumb and you try to cross it and you adduct it across your hand, if it goes all the way over, if you're so super flexible, that could mean you might have a connective tissue disorder and you might be at risk for having an aortic aneurysm. But if you go as far as I do, then apparently you probably don't have that hyperflexibility connective tissue disorder, and you might not be at risk for an aneurysm. That doesn't mean you don't have any risk for aneurysm, but if somebody could be very, very limber and can do that with their thumb, it means they might be, a candidate to be checked out. Is this something the USPSTF is going to then allow insurance companies to pay for, to do heart screens and ultrasounds and scans and, and angiographies and things like that? Probably not, but it is something to think about. So sorry, I can't make my thumb go all the way across, but for those of you where your thumb can go all the way to the wall behind me, that might mean you have that little bit of laxity. So what is the big deal with these aneurysms? What is it? So I don't know if you guys have ever stepped on your garden hose. And as a kid, your mom would yell at you because you're watching the hose expand. And that was the cheaper hoses. The cheaper hoses would start to balloon out. Those big, thick, green, good ones, they just would start making noise. And mom would run out and she'd yell at you saying, you're going to get a whooping if you do that, stop that. And then you would stop it. But an aneurysm is where you get a ballooning out of the vessel. Now that's a little different from a dissection. A dissection is where the vessel still kind of keeps its shape, but the blood starts to tear in and there's almost these two paths. And so an aortic dissection is what killed John Witter and I think Alan Thicke. I have to double check that. And they are growing pains, father. And it's where it's not a ballooning, it's a tear within the wall and you start having two roads or pathways for blood. Blood ends up hitting a dead end. It's not getting to your tissues because it's going down a path into the wall of the artery. And then, unfortunately, blood pressure drops. You could die. Aortic dissection is very scary. Many people don't make it to the hospital in time. It's crushing chest pain. They drop. John Ritter's death from Three's Company, he was, I think, on set when his happened to him. I think Alan Thicke was on an ice in an ice rink arena. It's very difficult for people to survive if they're not in a medical setting when this happens. An aneurysm, which is what they're talking about with the thumb test, the aneurysm is where you get a ballooning. And this weakness in the wall that allows the aneurysm or the ballooning could unfortunately put somebody at risk for a rupture. Now, many of these we will surgically intervene, depending on the size, of course. And with a rupture, again, very few people, I think the statistic is 50% can make it, you know, to the hospital in time. That still is not a good statistic. I think that's an overestimation. But having seen people that have aneurysm tears, it's not pretty. Aneurysms could happen in multiple parts of the body, not only in the ascending aorta. You could have it in the abdominal area, so a AAA, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. Dr. Dre had a brain aneurysm. The girl from Game of Thrones, the one that played Khaleesi, Emilia Clarke, she had, I believe, multiple brain aneurysms, underwent surgery during the Game of Thrones, I forget which season. So many of these things can be found. In fact, we are allowed to screen for abdominal aortic aneurysms, especially in those who smoke, in men. Women, apparently, I still don't think they are officially in the screening category because we see more of these in men. But in terms of the AAA, males who smoke over 55 can get, or over 50 can get screened. We could screen by ultrasound. We could screen by, we usually screen by ultrasound, but there's other sorts of tests we could do to get a better idea. But an ultrasound picks it up pretty well. So I know everybody's kind of excited about doing a test that they can do at home. You know, one of the little tests I like is the Frank sign on the earlobe. I know a lot of doctors are kind of still going back and forth with the science behind that, but if you have this diagonal crease on an earlobe, I learned from a cardiologist's daughter, she was a medical student that rotated with me, that her father, you know, found a huge correlation between that diagonal crease and somebody who might have had coronary artery disease or artery clogging. So when I see men that have that diagonal crease, I do get concerned about any sort of artery clogging. My father started to develop the crease. He died of a heart attack. Now, many older men do have a crease. I think Bruce Willis might have a crease. Mel Gibson might have a crease. I think maybe Bill Clinton does, but Bill Clinton has had cardiac disease. So, again, it doesn't mean you definitely have something wrong, but it's something to look at. So the hand thing was for an aortic aneurysm. If you're hyperflexible, talk to your doctor about it. 1-877, Dr. Elliott, I'm going.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter with Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we've been saying this for a while now. We've been kind of requesting that somebody listen to us. Okay, I'm not taking credit. Trump administration, maybe they're taking credit, but, you know, I think many of us realized that when COVID did hit and we kind of got caught with our pants down, there was obviously something a little fishy. And I think by the time 2019, 2020 rolled around, we realized that we really couldn't believe a lot of what the media tells us. And I had published a piece last year on how the first SARS outbreak, the 2002 to 2003, was being investigated by Singapore, or after an investigation by Singapore, suggested that the original SARS outbreak in 2002 to 2003 that affected, I think, 8,100 and killed 770 people was possibly caused by a lab leak. 2003, the Singapore Ministry of Health released a report of an investigation into SARS and concluded that patient zero most likely acquired the infection in a laboratory as the result of accidental contamination. Now, lab accidents happen. Okay, we know this. But the original SARS outbreak could have happened in China from a lab accident. Then in 2004, after the SARS outbreak, 2003, July, they say it had ended. 2004, a couple people died. Multiple people got fired because it was a lab accident in China with SARS. So when 2020 came around, it just kind of made sense for those of us who knew this that, all right, must be another lab accident. Things happen in threes. No one's talking about it. President Trump's administration comes out, and we're not being political. You know, you could love Trump, you could hate Trump, I don't care. But the Trump administration came out saying, look, okay, this is caused by China, China's fault. There's something going on here. Now, because of the way Trump speaks, people didn't maybe take him seriously. The media, of course, anything Trump says wouldn't cover it, wouldn't give it the attention. And as a journalist, I think that's unethical. I think when you have a president of the United States, issue people a warning or issue people, you know, some data that they're getting and trying to release it, and journalists and media cover it up because they just don't want any credit going to that president, I think that's wrong. In journalism, you cover what, you know, people have to say, what reports are coming out. Trump administration, State Department said, guys, we think this started August 2019, which was something that made sense to a lot of us in the medical profession talking about this, saying this didn't just happen in December. For it to get to the level that it did, it had to start months before, so we think late summer. It just all added up. And I'm not trying to say that China purposely wanted to kill populations or wanted to, you know, hurt elections and hurt countries. I just think, based on previous issues and reports, that this might have been another accident, another leak, contamination. So apparently, the State Department during the Trump administration had said, look, in August 2019, we had some people that got sick. Or it looks like there were people that worked in the lab that got sick. Then, last week, the Wall Street Journal, I believe, reported that looks like there's evidence where people in November of 2019 at the Wuhan lab had to be hospitalized. Now, that in and of itself doesn't, to me, raise alarms, because if you already have the outbreak in China by November 2019, I'm sure somebody who worked at a fast food place, somebody who worked at a hospital, somebody who worked at a lab could be positive. We're interested in patient zero. And when you guys asked me, how do you find out now, almost 2 years after the fact, it's tough if all the evidence has been shredded and all the whistleblowers have been silenced, but you could go back and look at medical records, as long as those medical records haven't been washed, and you could see, look, when were people admitted to the hospital with a pneumonia that didn't look like a typical pneumonia? What area was that, and then where did they work? You can still go back and trace. So now, here we are, almost 2 years after when I suspect this all started, the Biden administration is going to move forward and investigate. And I think Jen Psaki had said it's not for the U.S. to investigate, it's the World Health Organization. We gave the World Health Organization how many months? If they're not investigating, we need to. And before anybody says, Dr. Dahlia, it doesn't matter, it's a pandemic, doesn't matter, it does, because if there is a process that's happening, whether it's the Wuhan Institute of Virology lab or another lab, I would like to prevent this from happening again. People are saying, well, you know, it's because we didn't wear masks and we didn't socially distance, and the reason why we have a pandemic is because we need to be on lockdown in the future. No. We have a virus that might have been tinkered with, that might have been studied, whatever, had a chance to change or become virulent in a lab, possibly infected some of the workers. Those workers could have infected others. If that's the theory, if that's the lab leak theory, there is 1,000% reason and incentive to make sure somebody looks at the process. Now, we spoke about this, or I did, on John Phillips KBC, where maybe one of the reasons why the lab leak process didn't come forward a lot and didn't make a lot of splash in the media is because maybe America did have an association with the lab. I think we just heard from Fauci and the NIH that there was some funding that went to the lab. I'm not shocked about funding going to labs in other countries. That doesn't shock me. That happens. What shocks me is the, you know what, if it comes for Trump, we're not going to cover it. That's BS. But in America, we work with labs throughout the world. It happens. And so one concern I have is maybe the reason why people were very excited about or incentivized to make a big deal about what happened in the Wuhan lab is because then people in glass houses can't throw stones. Maybe they have a very similar lab process in their labs. You know, when I was asked, you know, what sort of infectious bioagents are in these labs, we don't know. But my guess is all of these labs that have some sort of government collaboration probably is studying the next bioweapon. How to protect ourselves from it, how to develop a vaccine from it. And we want our labs to do that. I want American labs to not just wait for Ebola to hit or anthrax or whatever. I want our labs ready to go, which means if our labs have possible bioweapons, that's not going to be a pretty good soundbite or headline. So I think a lot of people were like, you know what? All right, one lab screwed up. Guys, let's just move on. Because otherwise we all have to change our policies or we all have to now be overseen. But it just seems like over and over and over again, something's happening in China with their lab protocols. And again, these were just reports. I'm not saying the original SARS came from a China accident, but a Singapore Ministry of Health report in 2003 said, yeah, patient zero was in the lab. So now we're studying this. So we're being told that President Biden has asked his intelligence agencies to step up their efforts to get to the truth to the origins of COVID-19. What they're going to find at this point, I don't know. But he says, I have now asked the intelligence community to redouble their efforts to collect and analyze information that could bring us closer to a definitive conclusion and to report back to me in 90 days. I support him on that. But I do not ever, depending on, I don't care if they're Republican, Democrat, Green Party, Independent, if we have a president or an administration that is trying to warn us or has an opinion on something, the media trying to hush them up or silence them to the point that now here we are a year and a half later, you know, still struggling with theories behind the next outbreak, I think that's really pitiful. And I think the most successful, the strongest countries are bipartisan. Let a Republican speak. Let a Democrat speak. I don't like the rhetoric. I don't like the stupid back and forth. But unfortunately, that's what people are doing to get the headline. The more severe, the more outlandish, the more extreme and fringy, the more they get the headline. But why can't we just dial it down and say, guys, the Republicans think this, the Democrats think this? Can we bipartisanly investigate? But people hated Trump so damn much that they blocked anything he was trying to say. And I don't see how that works. If you don't like Biden, I still want to hear what he has to say. So let's kind of roll down and dial down this political BS. Because this is some serious stuff, and if Trump was right, he should have never been silenced. Nobody should be silenced. 1-877-DOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's administration shut down a State Department inquiry into whether the coronavirus could have spread out of a lab where the Chinese government was studying coronavirus. The Biden administration reportedly cutting off the inquiry this spring after questioning the legitimacy of the research and ultimately concluding it was a poor use of resources. NIH Director Francis Collins was asked on Capitol Hill by Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy if he knew the Biden administration blocked the probe.
The State Department spiked the prior administration's study. Did they consult with you, Dr. Collins?
I read about it in the press this morning.
They just spiked it without talking to their experts? You don't want to answer that one, do you?
I just read about it.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Police say there were multiple deaths and multiple injuries following a shooting at a downtown San Jose Transportation Authority yard. USA Radio News. San Diego authorities are charging a 28-year-old woman with felony battery after an attack on a Southwest Airlines plane in which a flight attendant lost two teeth and suffered other injuries to her face. The FAA says airlines have reported 2,500 incidents of unruly passengers this year, including 1,900 cases in which passengers refused to wear face masks. Regarding this most recent incident in San Diego, Union President Lynn Montgomery tells ABC's Good Morning America,
"This was the final straw. We've had a staggering amount of increase in the number of unruly passenger incidents. And when this happens to one of our own, that is when we really kick into gear and say, enough is enough. We need to do more."
AAA is reporting more than 37 million Americans are expected to travel 50 miles or more from their home over the Memorial Day holiday. That number up 60% over last year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so Jonathan wants to know about the high blood pressure side effect after the COVID vaccine. And this was really, really rare. You didn't hear much about it. Some of us clinicians did, and we do urge our patients with out of control high blood pressure to still talk to their doctor about it. But it was a very, very, very small study. And so basically what happened was in Switzerland early on, I think this was in January, when the vaccine rollout came out, I believe there were 9 patients whose blood pressure jumped to at least stage 3. And their blood pressure ranges, I think these were both women and men, very, very small handful of people, okay? And this was in a separate study. And I believe this was Pfizer. They had given This was as of February 9th. They had given 213,000 vaccine doses administered with 12,000 people getting Pfizer. 12,000 getting both Pfizer and Moderna. Group 10,000 got Pfizer, 1,800 got Moderna, 947 got a second dose. And then they monitored people, and they had a group of individuals that, I guess, ended up having stage 3 hypertension documented within minutes of vaccination. Now, 8 of these 9 were asymptomatic. They didn't have the chest pain. They didn't have the shortness of breath. They didn't have the dizziness. They didn't have the pounding headache, the blurred vision. But their blood pressure jumped pretty high. So a 54-year-old patient, he was male. His now, they all had a history of high blood pressure. Okay, so this wasn't somebody who walks in normal blood pressure and all of a sudden they had to have a high blood pressure problem. These were people that might have been nervous. And we'll talk about what could have happened. But 54-year-old male, his blood pressure jumped to 170 over 111. An 87-year-old female went from 181 to 90, or 181 over 90. Most of them transferred to the ER. 65-year-old female went up to 182 over 101. 70-year-old female went up to 177 over 88. 88-year-old male went to 168 over 115. A 77-year-old female went up to 200 over 100. A 73-year-old female went up to 180 over 106. A 55-year-old female went from 183 up to 183 over 98. And then an 87-year-old female went to 220 over 102. So they recommended this, and I'll read what their recommendation is. Again, small study, all right? But they recommended that although more data is needed to understand the extent and the mechanism of hypertension after mRNA-based vaccination, our data indicates that in elderly patients with a history of hypertension or significant prior cardiovascular comorbidities like heart attack, whatever, pre-vaccination control, blood pressure, and post-vaccination monitoring, including symptom screening, may be warranted. I agree with that. So what do we think happened? Well, you know, blood pressure is tricky. And when you're 80 or you're 90, your control of blood pressure is a little less rigid than, or you have less control than a 20-some-year-old or a 30-some-year-old. I had a patient last night who said their blood pressure spiked after vaccine. They were 35 years old. He said his blood pressure that day was, I think, 128 over 86. Still a little high, but 128 over 86 we could live with. So an older individual, I mean, their blood pressure fluctuates. They just do. We spoke about blood pressure and how an older person's risk of stroke is unfortunately higher because they can't control their blood pressure. You have a whole variety of mechanisms that could raise your blood pressure. Your heart rate can go up. Your vessels can slowly thicken and become more stiff so they aren't as compliant, raising blood pressure. You could retain more fluid because of your salt intake and your angiotensin-renin system, which kind of causes your blood pressure to tighten when it doesn't feel enough pressure go through the kidneys. Unfortunately, that system can be more erratic, which is why when I see older individuals with blood pressure issues, I'm more inclined to attack the angiotensin-renin system with the medication as opposed to trying to drop their heart rate if their heart rate's normal or trying to dehydrate them if we don't think it's a fluid overload issue. So this very, very small subset of patients whose blood pressure spiked, I think does warrant anybody with out-of-control blood pressure should be looked at. Now, have we had strokes after the COVID vaccine? I don't think we've had a lot. I mean, we've heard of, you know, blood clots, and they don't think those blood clots related to the AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson vaccines had to do with blood pressure. They think it had to do with platelet factor 4 and a sort of coagulopathy that might happen with some of the ingredients in the shot. Again, rare. But in terms of do we see people stroke out after getting the COVID vaccine, I haven't heard of any reported. Now, if you guys have, let me know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But what this means, whether it's only 9 patients in the whole entire world or there's more, is you can't be walking around out of control. You can't be an out-of-control diabetic. You can't be an out-of-control high blood pressure patient. And you know what? We've been very, very careful over the last 20 years to label people. I can't stand the term alcoholic. I can't stand the term obese. I can't stand the term diabetic or a hypertensive. I can't stand that. But the problem is a lot of people might need the label. And when they get that label, they might then turn around and get their act together. We don't want to diabetic shame anybody. We don't want to gout shame anybody, hypertensive shame, fat shame. We don't want to shame anybody. But when I have people call in, say, no, I haven't seen a doctor in 2 years, just refill my medicine. And I'm like, but what if your blood pressure is out of control? You know, I sometimes then have to start, you know, dropping some bombs saying, look, do you want to have a stroke? Do you want to have, you know, you're technically going to be a heart patient. Do you want to be considered a heart patient that has heart disease? Then get your butt into a doctor and get your blood pressure looked at. And, you know, sometimes we do have to be tough. Doctors now are going through training to not be the gods that they think they are. And to not say, do as I say, not as I do. You know, if you're non-compliant, that's on you. I mean, there's all this, you know, look, if I tell you to do something, you listen to me. We've started to get away from that, going, look, we're going to work together. Because by telling you to do something that I can't do myself, like cut my carbs, you're not going to listen to me. So, you know, we're going to work together. But I can't tell you how many times we kitten glove people. They aren't getting their ducks in a row. A lot of people aren't taking their medication. Yet when their doctor used to yell at them, they did. Now, I'm not saying we go back to yelling, but the non-compliance issue, which we're also going to talk about, has skyrocketed. People don't think they have to go back and see their doctor or their medical provider. People don't think they have to go in and be seen. They could just do it virtually. So now you're walking in, you're getting a shot. You've been waiting maybe for an hour. You're a little nervous about the shot. This shot has some adjuvants. It's new to the body. The body is kind of recognizing that, all right, you know. And, yeah, your blood pressure might spike. Maybe it's the flight or fright. Maybe it's, you know, the anticipation of the needle. Maybe you think it's going to hurt. Maybe you're all worried that there's side effects. But for some reason, some people's blood pressure is spiking. So before you get your vaccine, check your blood pressure. If your blood pressure is super high, the CDC has not said that's a contraindication, but maybe you do need to be monitored. You might need to go and say, look, I got high blood pressure. Can you check my blood pressure after? I mean, many pharmacies have that ability. If your blood pressure is high and you're walking around with a 180 over 110 blood pressure, that's not good. It can cause blindness, heart attack, stroke, kidney disease. So I'm really frustrated because I think a lot of us have let ourselves go. I was due for my mammogram. I put it off. I was due for my pap. I put it off. I just put off my colonoscopy. I'm doing the same thing, guys. I'm honest. I've been putting stuff off because I could say COVID. But does that mean that my body's like, okay, it's all right. Well, then you know what? If we have an early colon cancer in Dahlia, God forbid, because of COVID, we'll slow down. That's not how the body works. So if your blood pressure is out of control, there might be a chance you will spike more during the vaccine. Get yourself checked. Get your blood pressure in control. And then get your blood pressure monitored after your vaccine. Pretty simple. 1-877-RATHARCOLE.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniels working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So researchers in Japan have created a way to turn food waste like banana peels, cabbage leaves, into building products for construction. They use apparently a heat pressing concept that turns wood powder into construction materials. I guess they used vacuum dried food scraps instead of mixing the food powder with water, seasonings, and put it at a temperature to test the strength, taste, smell, and appearance. They say all the materials exceeded the researcher's strength targets except for pumpkins. So what, we're going to build a house with banana peels? I gotta tell you something, those banana peels are tough. Have you ever tried to tear into a banana peel with your nails? I can't do it. Those banana peels, I mean, I could stick my finger into some wood. I can't dig into a banana peel. They say Chinese cabbage leaves produce a material over 3 times stronger than concrete. And because they process them, the material was not negatively impacted by rot, fungi, or insects. They said there was no appreciable changes to appearance or taste after being exposed to air for 4 months. So, vacuum-dried food scraps. So, are they trying to do this for construction, or are they trying to do it to save food so people could eat it? Why are they tasting it? Anyway, the World Food Program estimates that 1/3 of the world's food is wasted every year, or a trillion's worth. You know, that is something. I know that there's all these causes out there. And, you know, people accuse, you know, people of being tree huggers and things like that. I like trees. You know, being a bio major, we had to learn photosynthesis 2,000 times. And what these plants do for our oxygen, I like plants. I don't care if we're Republican, Democrat, Independent. I like our plants. I like to save our plants. You know, if we're going to tear down trees, let's grow new ones. All right? I like plants. We need our oxygen. I'm a big fan. I love that there's oxygen in the ocean. The plants are, you know, giving oxygen to the fishies. We need our plants. I'm big on that. But one cause that I really would like to get behind, and I just don't know how, is food waste. People waste food. And I think the reason why it strikes a chord is because, you know, I grew up in a family who grew up from Holocaust survivors and Dust Bowl survivors and Great Depression survivors. And you don't waste food. And so I was given my spoonfuls, I was given my eats, and we were served what we would eat. If I left food, I got in trouble. You don't leave your food. I definitely wasn't going to get dessert. And I'm like, you know, my mom wasn't a good cook. I love my mom, but I, you know, she didn't season food. She wasn't a good cook. So I'm like, I'm full. Can I have dessert? And my mom would say, if you're too full for your dinner, you're too full for dessert. I really hated my mom growing up, you know. We just didn't get along. She just always had the logic. I couldn't argue with that. No, because there's always room for dessert. I'm just too full because your food is very poorly seasoned. But I, you know, couldn't say that when I was 3 years old. So I hated the fact that, you know, people were dying. And all these third world countries of not having enough food, people are starving. You're seeing the commercials all over, right? And I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, I'm not eating my bread crusts. So I do like the idea of saving food. It kills me to think that farmers had to throw away food during the pandemic because there was nowhere to ship it to, nobody to receive it. People are like, well, they should have shipped it to third world countries. Who's paying for that? You know, it's interesting, when Superstorm Sandy hit, we started on my radio show a collection of goods, and we had truckloads of clothes, Band-Aids, food for people hurt by Superstorm Sandy. I couldn't find anybody who wanted to take it. And the reason why is nobody wants to pay for shipping. And even if we got donations to ship everything somewhere, nobody wanted it because I think anthrax had, there was some anthrax scares, or people were worried that somebody could put something in a box. And so they're like, you know what, just send us money and we'll go to Walmart and buy it. So I get that. But, I mean, it kills me that we have so many things here and nobody, you know, we don't have a means to ship it someplace because that costs money. Or people worry about, you know, the cleanliness of it or COVID or, so anyway. So a team at the Institute of Industrial Science at the University of Tokyo gets credit for this. They looked at all sorts of food waste and used a heat pressing concept that is commonly used to turn wood power into construction materials. But they used vacuum-dried food scraps instead, mixed the food powder with water, seasonings, put it at a high enough temperature, and then tested the strength, kept an eye on taste, smell, appearance of the mixture. So I think maybe this was reworded, the article. I think what they're saying is they use construction methods to help figure out a way to recycle food. They said our goal was to use seaweed and common food scraps to construct materials that were at least as strong as concrete. Oh, I guess, nope, maybe they did want to make construction. I'm sorry, I'm confused by this article. But I love repurposing. I'm a big repurposer. I don't recycle as much as I should, We do recycle if we can, but in terms of repurposing, I just think that's the best thing out there. They say since we are using edible food waste, we are also interested in determining whether the recycling process impacted the flavor of the original materials. So the findings were published in the 70th annual meeting of the Society of Material Science. Japan as, quote, development of novel construction material from food waste. I still don't understand why they tasted it. Is it because they're thinking about maybe reusing the food? They say notable was the strength of the Chinese cabbage leaves, which produced a material over 3 times stronger than concrete. When the cabbage leaves were mixed with the pumpkin-based material, there was an effective reinforcement that satisfied the researchers. And the recycled food scraps kept most of their taste. If they added salt and sugar. The material was also notably not negatively impacted by insects, fungi, or rotting. So according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, food waste is an enormous problem domestically. An estimated 30 to 40% of food is wasted annually, or 20 pounds per person per month. At a level of 31%, that would equate to 133 billion pounds of food, or 161 billion worth of food. Globally, the issue is even larger. The World Food Program estimates that one-third of the food's waste, the world's food is wasted every year, or $1 trillion worth. So, you know, how do we optimize our fridge storage? Daily Mail has a real nice article on this. They said, tailor your fridge shelves to your needs. They say, put an end to the one tall bottle or a container of leftovers that won't quite fit as you like. I mean, with us, we have some shelves that we never use, and we always use the shelf that has the most height. You know, because there might be like a 2-liter bottle of soda, which we shouldn't be buying, or seltzer. 2-liter bottle of seltzer and the orange juice and all that. But then, we just, and I love leftovers. I know a lot of people don't, but I'm a big leftover eater. They said, make sure you know where your fruits and vegetables should be stored. They said some foods like avocado, peaches, and melon should be stored out of the fridge before they ripen, but put into the fridge once they ripe to prevent wastage. Maintain an even temperature inside your fridge. Look for models that include no-frost technology, keeping food stay fresher or longer, preventing ice buildup. Humidity is also important. Look for drawers that have adjustable settings, stopping fresh fruit and vegetables going soggy. And they say always store raw meat, poultry, and fish on the lower shelf of the refrigerator. Keep it wrapped up to prevent food smells from spreading and any juices dripping onto other foods. So, you know, we talked about ways to, you know, make things last, keeping bread fresh. In fact, I think your bananas are blackening because we need to put some plastic on the ends. It really works. When you put plastic wrap on the ends of the bananas, they don't blacken as quickly, and then we don't have to throw them out. So, really interesting stuff. But there's definitely some room that we definitely have a lot of room to grow in terms of not wasting food. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Val, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.